Our Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Welcome to Merton College Chapel and to this service of choral evensong on the feast of St. Catherine of Siena. Congregation is invited to be seated for the singing of the psalm from the Book of Common Prayer, Psalm 67.
The first lesson is written in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, beginning at the 8th verse. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly increase your pangs in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return." Here ends the first lesson.
My soul doth magnify the Lord. The second lesson is written in the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15, beginning at the 12th verse. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified of God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says, all things are put in subjection, it is plain that this does not include the one who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who put all things in subjection under him, so that God may be all in all. Here ends the second lesson.
Thank you.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with you.
Let us pray. Ministers with righteousness.
And may thy chosen be joyful.
O Lord, save thy people.
And bless thy inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
Because there is
clean our hearts within us.
And save us by Holy Spirit.
O merciful God, who gavest to thy servant Catherine of Siena a wondrous love of the Passion of Christ, grant that we, thy people, may be united to him in his majesty and rejoice forever in the revelation of his glory, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be said to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee
we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Choir sings the anthem, "The Lord is my shepherd," setting of Psalm 23 by Lennox Barclay. Barclay read French at Merton in the 1920s. He was made an honorary fellow in 1974 and died in 1989. Let us pray.
As a teacher of the faith, St. Catherine of Siena sets us an example of learning and reflection. With our graduate dinner tonight, let us pray for our graduate students with these words of Thomas a Kempis. Grant, O Lord, to all students to love that which is worthy of loving, to know that which is worth knowing, to praise that which pleases you most, to esteem that which is most precious to you, and to dislike whatever is evil in your eyes. Grant that they may with true judgment distinguish things that differ, and above all may search out and do what is pleasing to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
St. Catherine of Siena was an inspiration to the humble faithful. She also addressed troubles on the international stage. Let us pray for all who advise those who are in power and positions of responsibility. Hear us, O merciful ruler of all things, as we pray for those whose words and ideas influence the course of nations and peoples. May they be attentive to the needs of the world, mindful of the plight of the poor, nourished by the wisdom of previous ages, scornful of evil, heartened by the good, and drawn on by the promise of that joy and peace which is your gift to us, God in Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We remember those who are suffering from swine flu, those who have died, the bereaved, and all who are anxious. God our Father, who sent your Son into the world to be a healer of bodies and the physician of our souls, we thank you for all who have dedicated their lives to medicine and nursing. We ask you to grant skill and compassion to those who tend and treat the sick, insight to all who work in medical research, and wisdom to those whose work is to plan and oversee. For you are the author of all life and our health and salvation. Let us join together these and all our prayers in the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore.
Amen.
We stand to sing the hymn 227.